Sirach, chapter 30. He that loves his son will continue to lay stripes upon him, that he may have joy of him in the end. He that chastises his son shall have profit of him, and shall glory of him amongst his acquaintance. He that teaches his son shall provoke his enemy to jealousy, and before friends he shall rejoice of him. His father dies, and is as though he had not died, for he has left one behind him like himself. In his life, he saw and rejoiced in him, and when he died, he sorrowed not, he left behind him an avenger against his enemies, and one to requite kindness to his friends. He that makes too much of his son shall bind up his wounds, and his heart will be troubled at every cry. An unbroken horse becomes stubborn, and a son left at large becomes headstrong. Cocky your child, and he shall make you afraid, play with him, and he will grieve you. Laugh not with him, lest you have sorrow with him, and you shall gnash your teeth in the end. Give him no liberty in his youth, and wink not at his follies. Bow down his neck in his youth, and beat him on the sides while he is a child, lest he wax stubborn, and be disobedient to you, and there shall be sorrow to your soul. Chastise your son, and take pains with him, lest his shameless behavior be an offense to you. Better is a poor man, being sound and strong of constitution, than a rich man that is plagued in his body. Health and a good constitution are better than all gold, and a strong body than wealth without measure. There is no riches better than health of body, and there is no gladness above the joy of the heart. Death is better than a bitter life, and eternal rest than a continual sickness. Good things poured out upon a mouth that is closed are as messes of meat laid upon a grave. What does an offering profit an idol? For neither shall it eat nor smell, so is he that is afflicted of the Lord, seeing with his eyes and groaning, as an eunuch embracing a virgin and groaning. Give not over your soul to sorrow, and afflict not yourself in your own counsel. Gladness of heart is the life of a man, and the joyfulness of a man is length of days. Love your own soul, and comfort your heart, and remove sorrow far from you, for sorrow has destroyed many, and there is no profit therein. Envy and wrath shorten a man's days, and care brings old age before the time. A cheerful and good heart will have a care of his meat and diet.